Produced by women about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who are trailblazers and have helped shape our world, transforming who we are and how we live. Powerful Women Let's Talk is made possible in part by Family Fair, keeping it real.
Hello, everyone. It is time for Powerful Women Let's Talk. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Jennifer Moss. It is a pleasure to bring you today's powerful woman, Krista Flynn. She is the regional president of TCF Bank's West Michigan region. Now, this is the position that she's held since joining its predecessor, Chemical Bank, in July of 2018. And as we can hear, that's got powerful woman written all over it. And guess what? This just in, she is going to now be the regional president of Huntington Bank, and that's going to take place around June 1st. And so Krista has more than 25 years of experience in the financial industry. This includes commercial banking market manager, capital markets associate, and credit underwriter. And that's just the short list. So we are so glad to welcome you, Krista Flynn, to Powerful Women Let's Talk.
Thank you so much. I'm super glad to be here.
Yeah, and full disclosure, we haven't talked in ages. However, our sons went to school together, so I've known Krista for many, many years. So it's so good to see you here today, especially after all that's been going on. People haven't really been seeing a lot of different people throughout the last year, so this is a good thing. Empty nesters, both of us this time, right?
Yes, yeah. Right.
So we're going to talk about that in a moment. We're going to start, though, of course, with your career. So you have a lot of experience in finance, and we should mention you also sit on a number of boards here in West Michigan. That includes the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Grand Action 2.0, The Right Place. You're also very involved in the Next Gen Talent Development. So you've got quite an accomplished career here. First question, are you enjoying the journey?
I love it. I'm one of those people that truly believes that if you're not having fun, why do it? I mean, you know, there's great things about being assertive and ambitious and wanting to have these great career goals. But if it isn't fun at the end of the day, I would be doing something else. So yes, I love it. I love every minute of it. And even the bad times, I try to learn something from them and gain experience from it. And then I can look back and say, it was great to go through that. Don't want to go through it again, but...
Yeah, but it's all part of the journey.
Part of the journey,
so to speak.
That's right.
And like you said, why do it if you're not loving it?
Right.
Right? So as we talk about powerful women, have there been any... I mean, all of us throughout our course, our journey, you know, you encounter different things. That's life. And so what are some of the barriers perhaps that you encountered as you traveled along your career's mm-hmm. path?
So when I think about hurdles, barriers, I would say it really came down to two things. The first one was self-inflicted, right? Like, I still have the imposter syndrome. I still have some of that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, who thought it was a good idea to put me in charge, you know? Or can I really do this? Or I only have 90% of the skills qualified, so I really am not qualified. You know, those things that all women go through.
The
I went through all of those, the self-doubt for sure. And I've mastered it completely. I'm much better, but I haven't mastered it. And then the other hurdles are really the whole navigating through being a mom, being a wife, being committed to both your career and your family. And how do you get through all that and feel you're giving it your all to everything? I went through all those struggles. And I don't feel that I maybe mastered it perfectly, but I feel like I was a really darn good mom. And mm-hmm. I'm a really darn good employee. So if you can like be at peace with that and figure out what that means for you, you can probably help others get through it too.
Absolutely. And so on this road, on our journey in life, you know, we all, as you kind of mentioned, strive to move forward. Many women have said, or they say, that it has taken a while, or it's taking them long, you know, a while to get to their desired point. Mm-hmm. So again, we all face those obstacles and challenge, some of what you just mentioned. But for our listeners, what has it taken for you to become comfortable in your own skin, to find your voice, you know, and be able to, you know, do the things that you need to do, but be comfortable in that? I know we talked about everybody still has that self-doubt, imposter mm-hmm. syndrome, but you still got to be at a point where I can do this. And so how did you get your voice?
I think a big part of it was mentors and people that encouraged me along the way when I was self-doubting myself and said, no, you got this. You can do this. You're good. Look yourself in the mirror and remember, you're good at what you do. And frankly, that was not all women. It was a mixture of women and men throughout my career. Family members, but when you hear it enough around you, certainly there's a part of you have to produce whatever that is in your career, whatever that is in your field. You have to be a good worker, right? And if that comes out, then the self validation can kind of go along with it if other people are pulling you along. So I really relied on mentors to help me guide my way through that career gosh, since I was a kid to now. I still have mentors that I mm-hmm. reach out to from my past. Sometimes you kind of want to reach out to somebody that knew you a long time ago.
Absolutely.
And sometimes some new mentors as well.
Okay. And, yeah. and you do the same thing with what you like to do with your next gen interest and helping others so that they can be successful.
That's right. It's a passion. I mean, I love giving back to the next generation, and that, again, male and female, but I love mentoring people outside of banking. It isn't just all bankers. I talk to a lot of Grand Valley kids. I'm involved in ACG, which has a lot of mentoring programs and career oriented people in finance that I help. And it's a great way to give back. It's a great way to fill the talent pool, right?
Absolutely.
And it's rewarding. Really rewarding.
I was gonna say it's rewarding,
Very.
Isn't it? So you work with a lot of people, being the regional president. What leadership traits do you like to see, perhaps in those who are with you on this journey, mm-hmm. those you work with, and perhaps even those you mentor, especially mm-hmm. as we talk about that next gen and the leadership traits and things that they might want to accomplish? What do you look for?
Well, I think what has served me well, and the feedback I get from others, so this isn't just me thinking it's important, it's what I hear from others, is authenticity is really important, transparency is really important, and empathy is really important. So if you have those things, you can get through a lot together, and it builds trust. I feel like those three things really encompass what trust is all about. And if you can trust your leaders, if you can trust the people that work for you, you know they have your best interest at heart. We're going to make mistakes. We'll make them together. We'll fix them together. But not losing who you are, be genuine to who you are. That's really important.
Absolutely. And being that authentic self, as we talk about. What inspired you to get into finance? And was it always your goal to get, because once you take this Huntington spot, you pretty much reached the top. I'm not saying that you can't go further. There's always something else to do. We all know that. The path doesn't end. But, you know, this is kind of a big deal. So what inspired you to get into finance to begin with? And then is this like your dream position when you're, you're doing now and moving into what you're going to do?
Yeah, so it's funny. I grew up in the south side of Detroit and spent most of my career over there. And first generation to go to college.
We have similar stories.
Yeah. Paid my way. I couldn't afford to go away to college. So I lived at home and kind of fell into banking. I like numbers. So finance seemed, okay, I'll try that. You know, I really didn't have a lot of direction. And God love my parents. They were awesome and supportive, but they didn't know how to guide, right? Because they didn't do it.
So
I kind of just figured my way through and fell into an internship in banking, loved it. And they offered me a entry-level position when I graduated. And they're like, hey, do you want to be a banker? And I kind of shrugged my shoulders. I'm like, yeah, sure. I didn't know.
Sounds good to me.
Right. Did not know what it was. I fell in love with it. Because I think it really has the ability to analyze and use my analytical skills and the numbers that I really liked, but it's hand in hand with sales and connecting people mm-hmm. and just dealing with people all day long. So I think it's a perfect, and every industry out there, it's not like I have a specialty in one company that I look at the same financial statements month after month after month. I'm looking at industries across the board. So it's a really great fit for me. And then as I advanced throughout my career and just different experiences, different levels, I guess I would say I certainly don't want to give up what I could do someday that I'm not even thinking about, right?
Exactly.
But yes.
Hasn't been presented to you yet.
That's
right. So you don't want to exclude it. You never got there yet.
Yeah. But am I where I want to be? Yes. I am invested in West Michigan. I think I have the most fun job at the bank. I get to be out in the community a lot, but still lead the team and develop talent. So it's going to be, it's kind of the pinnacle of my career, certainly at this point.
Absolutely. And congratulations again
Thank you.
On that. And so, you know, okay, a lot of women deal with the daily pressures of getting it all done. We did that when kids are in the home at that time. What was your journey like when you were raising your kids and trying to, mm-hmm. to manage a growing and moving fast forward banking career?
Yep. It was juggling, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I will be honest and say I had help, right? And that comes with a nice income level. A lot of people don't have that. And mm-hmm. I don't know how to solve that problem for people that don't. So I was able to hire daycare for quite a few years. And then ultimately I had somebody in my house after school and those sorts of things to help me do it. And thank God for her, because she really was amazing and a really part of the family almost. But in addition to that, it's spending quality time with your kids, raising them with the right values. I truly believe that being a working mom, and this is not a judgment against women that don't work, it's just how it worked in my family, but being a working mom made me a better mom. Mm-hmm. And my kids respect me in my position tremendously. And I hope that carries on to how they think of women and their future spouses and children and treat others. So, mm-hmm. I don't know that I got it all right, but I sure tried hard.
Absolutely. And you laid that format, that model for your kids as well. And so both sons, you have
right,
two sons
two boys,
as well.
Yep.
So, and that's important for them to see, I think.
For sure. And so, they tell me how proud they are of me, which is so nice to hear. Like,
from your grown young men
great,
now, right?
Exactly.
Isn't it special?
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
fun. Absolutely. So, of course, again, we're back on the empty nester piece now. We're both empty nesters. Life's a lot different without all that hustle and bustle. How are you balancing now your work life, your personal life, especially with possibly having, I don't know, with what you're doing? I'm not sure you have more time on your hands, but how has it changed for you?
Yeah, it's so we eased into it by really raising independent kids, right? I mean, so it isn't quite a shock when they're 30 minutes away at Grand Valley is nice. It's not too far away,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But they were always very independent kids, and we encouraged that. So when they left, it was just a little less needing mom, but I still get that phone call, hey, mom. Coming home this weekend. Can you make me dinner?
Exactly. You know? What are you making? What's there? What's in the fridge right. for right now, at least?
Right. So we have a great relationship with both the boys. But what's really important is maintaining your marriage, right? So now you don't mm-hmm. have kids in the house, and you sure hope you like each other at the end of the
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that can't just happen at the end when the kids
no.
leave. That you have to have worked on that all the way through as well, just like raising your children.
It's
important.
Work.
It's where it's a lot of work involved,
That's
right?
That's exactly right. And I really feel, so my husband, Paul, and I, we golf together. That's mm-hmm. our thing. And we kind of did that, gosh, as the boys were growing up, we would take Saturday afternoons, we'd get a babysitter, and at 2 o'clock we would play golf and then go to dinner afterwards. And that was kind of our date night for a long time, many years. And that's something we can do into retirement together.
Absolutely.
So we travel to go golfing, we, do those sorts of things. So it's been fine so far. COVID has probably helped a little bit from that standpoint because the kids were home more than they might have been with a regular off to college experience.
That's true. So very true.
But it's been fine. We've had a great transition. It's been great.
Yeah, we have too. And the golfing piece, I'm finally taking up golf this
good,
summer.
Good.
I mean, I go with, so I'll sit in the cart. And, but now I'm going to actually golf. Some
good.
More. I mean,
good.
I've played, but I,
then we'll have to
goes.
Get out.
Absolutely. We will. We will do that. So, okay, here's an easy breezy question. It's one of my favorite questions. They say laughter is good for the soul. I say it all the time. What is it that makes you laugh? I'm talking about, that gut busting. Mm-hmm. What gets to you where you just really want to say, this is it.
And I'm embarrassed to say what makes me laugh. I have the most juvenile sense of humor.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
And my boys, boy humor is just, mm-hmm. I've grown up with it now. I have two boys, and the fact that they would get belly laughing over something silly and juvenile just makes, it's contagious, right?
It is.
So,
it really is.
We'll watch silly movies together, and they'll send me memes that I roll my eyes at, but inside I'm cracking up. Like, that is pretty funny.
Like, I'm supposed to be the mom here, but
right?
Boy, this is sure funny. Right?
Yes.
I mean, you feel like, I
Absolutely.
Shouldn't be laughing at this. I should say, really, guys? But then you're just really
right.
cracking up.
Right.
So.
But I believe laughter's good for the soul. So I, again, like, just with your job, if you're not having fun doing it, if you can't laugh throughout the day, what is life all about?
Exactly. Don't take yourself too seriously either.
Yep.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Right.
So a lot happening in the world. We've talked about that. A lot of times people are looking for just a little bit of encouragement. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite sayings, mottos, or thoughts that you use to encourage yourself or others to share with?
Well, the one that comes to mind is one that I use a lot, particularly as I'm focused more recently on women and helping develop that next level of talent. And I love the quote from Madeleine Albright that there is a special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
Oh, I love that. I'm sure I've heard that before, but then coming from Krista Flynn, it's like, wow, okay, I like that.
I think it's our duty, right?
Absolutely.
And we have to help each other. And women that hold back other women out of fear or
jealousy
or whatever it is, like,
ugliness.
Get over it. We need to help each other rise.
Move on. Ergo, why we do powerful women,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
Love
Absolutely.
It. Love it,
yes.
Krista Flynn. I so enjoyed talking with you. Our conversation, just catching up with you again. So I just want to thank you for joining us on Powerful Women Let's Talk this week.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
And I want to thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us as well. I'm Jennifer Moss. Do enjoy your day.
Produced by women, about women, these powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at WGVU.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. Powerful Women Let's Talk is made possible in part by Family Fair, keeping it real. It is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.